This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. World leaders, along with hundreds of veterans, mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion in Normandy, France today. The day began with a lone bagpiper marking the moment the first British soldiers went ashore. French President Emmanuel Macron and British Prime Minister Theresa May met with a group of veterans and thanked them, saying, "We owe them our freedom."
To our veterans here in Normandy today, I want to say the only words we can. Thank you.
Later, the French president told D-Day veterans that France doesn't forget their sacrifice for his country's liberty.
We know what we owe to you, veterans, our freedom. On behalf of my nation, I just want to say thank you.
In his speech, U.S. President Donald Trump honored the great alliance built on the beaches of Normandy 75 years ago.
To all of our friends and partners, our cherished alliance was forged in the heat of battle, tested in the trials of war, and proven in the blessings of peace. Our bond is unbreakable.
Following the ceremony, the two presidents held a bilateral meeting where NATO trade and defense issues were discussed. Denmark's Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen has resigned after the opposition Social Democrats won the most seats in the country's elections. Rasmussen's Liberal Party actually picked up seats, but the nationalist Danish party, People's Party, that supported his minority government, suffered huge losses. U.S. stocks are up in afternoon trading. From Washington, this is VOA News. The African Union says it has suspended Sudan from all activities until a civilian-led government is formed. The AU Peace and Security Council announced the suspension Thursday as protest leaders in Sudan rejected an offer from the ruling military council to negotiate the country's political future. The protest leaders said the call for talks was insincere following this week's deadly crackdown on demonstrators in Khartoum. Talks have resumed in Washington between U.S. and Mexican officials days before President Trump's threatened tariffs would kick in. AP Sagar Magani reports.
The president's demanding Mexico take strong action to stem illegal immigrants flowing toward the U.S. He says negotiators have made progress, but not nearly enough to avoid the tariffs starting Monday.
The tariffs go on, and I mean it, too.
Vice President Pence says he told Mexican negotiators yesterday it's not a bluff.
We made clear to them that President Trump is going to continue to stand firm.
Mexico's top diplomat continues meeting officials here, though it's unclear what kind of deal they might reach with the president overseas. There's little support outside the White House for the tariffs, with even GOP lawmakers saying they'd amount to a tax on Americans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Taiwan says it has formally made a request to the United States to purchase new state-of-the-art military tanks and anti-tank missile systems. Reuters' Grace Lee reports the move drew an angry response from China.
The U.S. is planning for a massive arms deal with Taiwan, and that won't go down well in China. According to sources, the U.S. Congress has been sent an informal notice for the potential sale of $2 billion worth of weapons. It'll bolster Taiwan's defenses against China, which Beijing sees as its own territory. Taiwan's long been a point of tension between the U.S. and China, and the arms deal is expected to only strain ties that are already at a low over the trade war.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. The European Union agency that monitors illicit drug use says cocaine is becoming more widely available on the continent. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The European Monitoring Center for Drugs and Drug Addiction said in a report that social media, the dark net, and encryption are helping small gangs and individuals to sell drugs undetected. The agency says authorities have identified cocaine call centers, which use couriers providing quick and adaptable delivery networks. The Lisbon-based agency says authorities are fighting back, with the amount of cocaine seized in Europe setting records. In 2017, authorities seized more than 308,000 pounds of cocaine. That was almost double the quantity seized the previous year. I'm Zaria Shakli.
And for the latest news on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.